much for me to fail. I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space.
Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. They got it right, the Drifters. When this old world starts getting you down, very carefully go up on the roof, right? Right, Ben?
That's right. Very carefully.
Ben Murphy is here, marketing director with Quality Roofing Solutions. Lots to talk about this morning.
It's been a busy couple of weeks since we were last in the studio, Meg, but glad to be back in here with you. It's always great to see you. Like we were talking about, thankful to have the sunshine out, and it's a beautiful day, and it's a great day to be on the roof.
Okay. Well, before we get started in talking about Quality Roofing Solutions, you'd mentioned to me that you wanted to say something to one of our listeners.
Yeah, I did. I wanted to give a shout out to the Buck family. Steven and his wife, they tune in weekly and listen. And
hi.
That's right. And they recently had a roof replaced by our team. And I just wanted to say thanks for tuning in, listening. It means a lot. And your feedback is heard. So
awesome. Okay. Well, then congratulations to the Buck family taking advantage of this
and getting that roof replaced, getting a smart, get it. You know, we're in that season, Meg.
I know. So let's talk a little bit about that, because right now we've had some pretty torrential rain, a lot of lightning coming through in some of these afternoon thunderstorms.
Yeah.
How is that affecting folks?
Well, I'll tell you, we have had a lot of calls over the last couple of weeks for leaks.
I was going to say, what's the most common thing you're hearing right now?
Yeah, I looked actually through our calls, and about 25% of the calls that we've had over the last couple of weeks have been for leaks.
Well, it was so dry for a while there, you would have no idea.
Absolutely. And then, like you said, we had that downpour. And
oh,
I mean,
my gosh.
When it rained over these last couple of weekends, mm-hmm. it rained. So, you know, if you're seeing that dreaded yellow spot, there's an issue going on. And our team is here to help in any way we can. Of course, we handle full roof replacements, but if you've got a repair, roof repair that you need addressed, our team is here to help.
And so they can kind of figure out where that leak is coming from.
Absolutely. I mean, our repair team actually thrives working in those rainy days because it can really help them pinpoint those leaks.
Right.
You know, to your point, when it is so dry, it's really hard to determine where that is coming from unless there's existing damage that can be seen in the attic.
That's right.
When we have those rainy days, it's kind of the secret hack to find out where that leak's coming from.
Well, and one of the things that I noted that you said before is I have a tendency, I'll see, oh, there's that spot on the ceiling. Maybe it'll dry up.
Yeah.
It'll dry up, because there's that if it ain't broke, don't fix it mentality. And I've shared it many times on the show with many of our guests. But it's really a bad mentality to have, because my guess is from what you said, as soon as you see that, you really should take action, right?
Absolutely. And to that, when you see that spot, that means that issue has actually been going on for quite a while, because that water's got to come in through wherever that penetration is in the roof, whether that's a loose shingle, whether that's flashing that's starting to pull back, whatever that may be, it's got to drip through there. It's got to go through that decking, that plywood underneath, well, that laminate, that plywood. It's going through the attic into the insulation. So, I mean, you know, thinking about a drop of water at a time to get there, and sometimes that water can run, you know, across a truss or...
Mm-hmm. So it may be worse somewhere else, but you're just seeing the one little spot because that's the spot it can get through.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. So we'd absolutely encourage you, you know, estimates, inspections are free. It's important that you have an understanding of what's going on, and we're able to come out there and give you an accurate estimate to take care of that issue.
Well, we had one of our listeners, interestingly enough, on another show, our garden show, by the way, and I was telling Ben about this before we went on the air, and he or she had sent in a text with a photo of the roof covered in ferns.
Really?
So I thought, wow. And they were asking, what's the best way to get those down? Or get? And it was interesting because our host, Mike, said, well, I'm not really sure, but be careful. And so I said, we probably should call a roofing company like Quality Roofing Solutions to come out and take a look. Because my thought was, what are those ferns, what are those roots attaching to?
Exactly.
So there's probably the shingles, right?
Yeah, there's got to be some sort of, again, penetration or a failure point where those ferns are able to attach it in here.
Have you seen that before? I've never seen that before.
Not to that extent. I have seen
it
like
looks like
algae.
A jungle up there, to tell you the truth.
Like a Jumanji roof, I guess.
It's almost like, remember the kudzu kind of effect, where it just, because once it starts growing, it's all over everything.
Yeah.
That's what it kind of looks like, but it's fern. It's like a fern.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, our team would absolutely be able to come in and help you out. Roof inspection sounds like a great place to start. I have seen in the past, especially homes that have a lot of tree cover, or maybe a part of the roof doesn't get exposure to the sun, we'll see algae growth.
Mm-hmm.
That can happen
because
it's just always kind of damp and in the shade. But the ferns, that's interesting.
Yeah, I would want to get that checked.
Absolutely, yeah. Those are probably not a natural element that you need to be incorporating into your roof system.
Exactly. So when is it time to think about getting a new roof? How often do you get calls where people aren't sure? Or what is the deciding factor other than the actual years? And I know insurance plays a part these days.
Yeah, that's a very... true statement, Meg. We've had, even just this past week, homeowners who have reached out who have gotten that letter saying that, hey, you need to replace your roof or we're not going to cover your home anymore from their insurance company, or they're going to shoot the rate up so high that you can't afford the insurance. So if they do get that dreaded letter, that's definitely something that, you know, we have experience handling and can make sure that you get a roof replacement in time. Additionally, there are things that a homeowner can be looking for just on their own at their house to kind of tell that it may be time to look at that roof. And some of the things that, you know, we've talked about them before, but if you've got granules, your shingles don't look like they have as much asphalt as they used to, that's typically a sign that they're reaching the end of their life.
Especially if you see it after a rainstorm, you see it on the ground or on your patio or porch.
That's right. Yeah. You see a lot of sand.
Yeah. And you're thinking, where's this coming from?
Yeah. That's the asphalt shingles coming, the granules actually coming off your roof and coming down.
Good.
The other things to be on the lookout for, you know, are nail pops, which are that nail that's attached to the decking has started to work out. So shingles will actually start to be lifting up a little bit.
Oh.
The other one, the really telltale one, I was actually just talking to one of my roofing consultants this past week about it, is, you know, when those granules have started to wear away, like we talked about, and they're coming down, they're falling on the ground, that's like the tread of your tire starting to wear off. And, and eventually you're going to start seeing some actually like shiny parts of the shingle. And it usually starts around the edges. And that's the actual fiberglass mat that the asphalt shingles are attached to. So essentially that's like that steel band of your tire starting to show.
That's not good.
Exactly.
And that's not good.
You know, when you pull into the supermarket and you see that tire starting to wear, you know it's time.
And
same thing can be said. If you start to see some banding, and especially days like this, Meg, where it may be a little overcast, but you're getting that light right on the roof, it has a sheen to it, and you can really tell. So that can be, again, a telltale sign that it's time to look at a replacement.
Is there a fee to have someone just come out and take a look? My friend that's got the ferns on the roof, or if somebody's seeing what you're talking about, that sheen or something?
That's a great question, and there is not a charge for us to come out and take a look at that roof. Estimates, inspections are free. It's important for our customers to have an understanding and that peace of mind. We don't want them to be... maybe apprehensive to even have a professional come out and look.
Money's an issue, so
absolutely.
I mean, a lot of times they'll charge $200-$300 just to come out and look. So you don't do that.
No, we're gonna help let you know what's going on. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Our team is also very happy to tell you, hey, you've got life left in this roof. There's not anything that needs to be done at this time. Additionally, if you've gotten that letter from the insurance company about a non-renewal, and you think, well, my roof's still got some life in it, we can do an insurance inspection. Now, there's a fee involved with that, but that's because we provide a documented report that you can provide to your insurance company saying that there's a certain amount of life left in your roof.
That's great.
So if you still got 5-7 years left in that roof, you know, you get a little bit of a reprieve as a homeowner. Okay, I know I need to take care of this soon.
I didn't realize you could do that.
Yeah, it's a big one. So that again is an option. We're thankful to be trusted with thousands of roof replacements, and our team has experience working with just all kinds of issues every day. So if you're not sure what's going on, or maybe you just bought your house, just moved in, and you'd like that peace of mind, especially now we're in hurricane season, give our team a call at 788-7691 or visit qualityroofingsolutions.com. We'd love to help you out. Just, again, give you that peace of mind that your roof's going to provide the protection it needs.
Right.
I mean, we love a fancy new roof, don't get me wrong, at Quality, but we know it's really about protecting what's inside that home.
Absolutely. This is Pep Talk, Vince Cohn's expert panel. Ben Murphy's our expert this morning with Quality Roofing Solutions. So if you've got a question, just text it in at 850-437-1620. We've had every kind of question on this show you can imagine, so there are no dumb questions. Just want to put that out there, and you can call in and text about anything. So one just popped up.
I love it.
Okay, so it was asking about shingles, and it said, we've had the same shingles on our roof forever, and now we're hearing a lot about metal shingles.
There are certain types of, like a stone-coated steel, there's a metal product, essentially, that has a shingle look, but also has some of those benefits of the metal roof system.
So is it heavier, or what's the difference between, a normal shingle versus metal, or a standard shingle? Maybe it's a better word, standard shingle.
Yeah, the weight would be a great one, Meg. I'd actually be really interested, because I'm using my air quotes for our listeners.
They get used in here a lot, by the way.
Oh, good, good. I'm not the only one.
You're not alone.
Our standard shingle, which we feel like is a premium shingle, is the CertainTeed brand shingle. And it's a very heavy shingle, and it's actually typically thicker than maybe like a builder-grade shingle. Mm-hmm. So the weight of those is pretty heavy. The stone-coated steel, I think actually a bit of the advantage is that they're a bit lighter of a roof system.
Oh, really? That's interesting. In my mind, I'm thinking metal's heavy, but it's not. That's interesting.
And especially with those systems, not only can you do a shingle style look, but they also have like cedar shake look.
Oh, nice.
Like a Spanish barrel tile.
Oh, really?
So
wow.
Sometimes the people want that aesthetic, but especially with the tile roof, that's a lot of weight with all the tiles. So they can still get that aesthetic, but not all the additional weight. So
that's interesting, and probably less maintenance than those other tiles would be.
I didn't know this until coming aboard Quality. But you know, if you've got a tile roof system and you've got a broken tile, you can't just walk across that roof.
No, you can't.
Because you're just gonna have a whole bunch more broken tiles, right?
Yeah. So how do you fix that?
Typically, you've got to get a lift out there and do it in that capacity. So, to our listener, we certainly are experienced. Brava is a great brand that does that metal shingle style. We also have CertainTeed shingles. Our team would love to help walk you through the differences and the nuances of those two products, and encourage you to come visit our showroom.
I was going to say, let's talk about that and where you're located, because maybe people don't realize that you do have a showroom.
Yeah, and I think that's something that really does make us unique. We've got a really nice showroom right off of 110 West Herman Avenue. So right off of 110 and Fairfield there, where people can come in, talk with our team, put their hands on samples, look at our sample boards, you know, take samples home, of course, with them. Really, we thrive when we can come and meet a homeowner at their home.
Oh, for sure, yeah. But at least you can kind of see what's available, because
absolutely.
I'm sure since the last time, you know, had my roof done, there have been a lot of changes.
I mean,
in style and in quality.
Yeah, we were out driving through Lillian, Alabama just the other day, and the amount of three-tab shingles, you know, roof systems, which is kind of a more dated roof system.
What is a three-tab?
It's just a different style shingle versus more of the architectural style shingles that are more present now. So,
it's an older shingle style.
Exactly. To your point of, you know, just those technologies change, and you wouldn't really think, well, the shingle, how much could it change?
But I don't know. I would think
it's pretty impressive. I actually had an opportunity end of last year to go and visit the plant, one of the CertainTeed plants where they make the shingles, and that was, for the nerdy side of me, that was pretty cool to walk through and just like see this manufacturing process.
I'm just
process.
Like that, Ben. I'll go down the rabbit hole when I find out about something and the details of something. I would be totally fascinated by the process because there's so much that we don't even know about.
One thing I was really blown away about with that process, and again, this is the manufacturer of the shingle that we exclusively use. The quality control process at that plant was incredible. I think it was 2 times an hour they would pull random samples just from the line, and
really?
They're doing quality control. They have their lab in there.
Wow.
So they're making sure that each product run, like, they're not sending out bad batches.
That's impressive.
Yeah, and a homeowner will never see that. But, you know, again, just those things that really do matter when you're looking at your roof system.
Well, I'm curious, when you're talking about replacing a roof, so in my mind, I see the big roof and I think, okay, they're going to replace it. But I suspect there's a lot more to it than that. When you come out and the homeowner's decided now, okay, I want a new roof. What are the next steps? What happens? What's the process? Because I'm guessing that every roof's different, right?
That's
right. And especially in this community with the older homes. And like you said, you've got the shelves single. You got all kinds of different styles.
Different products.
Products and stuff. So how do you come up with that process in terms of, some homes have a chimney, and they might need a special kind of shingle around that chimney, or gutters. You know, my favorite subject is gutters now.
That's right.
So can you talk about that, address that a little bit?
Yeah.
So if I've never, maybe I just bought the home, but I've never had to go through this process.
Absolutely. And, you know, again, I'm going to give a shout out to our team who has done such an exceptional job at developing a process. We've had that opportunity to replace thousands of roofs throughout the area over our years in business. And with that, we really know those steps. So from that initial inspection, our estimator is going to come out on site. Well, I'm actually getting even back up. We do something I think it's a bit unique. We go ahead and we schedule that appointment with our homeowner customer when they call in. We don't think that ghosting is something that your contractor should be doing. Ghosts
no.
are for Halloween, not for contractors. So,
but it does happen, unfortunately. Not with your company, but with...
Yeah, it does happen. And, you know, playing tag with your contractor is not a great way to start a relationship. So we schedule an appointment with our homeowner so it's convenient for when they can be at the house.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Monday through Sunday. We schedule appointments.
Well, really? Do some on the weekends, too?
Absolutely. I mean, we're working individuals. It's not everybody has the luxury of taking, you know, a two-hour lunch to go meet the contractor to get a roof estimate.
Right.
We can do that, but we can also meet you at 9 a.m. on a Saturday if that's when you and your spouse are going to be home and you want to look at this. So we schedule that appointment. We adhere to that schedule. And once our estimator comes on site, again, another unique thing, we're going to come out to the property. We're going to inspect that roof. Given the opportunity, we'd love to be able to get in the attic as well to make sure we can see if there is any existing damage, that we can see that.
Mm-hmm.
So then we're going to provide a free estimate. If that estimate looks good, the customer moves and starts working with our admin team who takes care of the notice of commencement, the permit paperwork, all that really fun legal stuff to make sure that it's on the up and up.
Right, because we don't know it.
Absolutely. And walking through the permit process, you know, we're pulling the permit. You're not pulling the permit on behalf of a contractor. You know, you're working with a licensed contractor. And then from there, our team is keeping in touch with you with production, material delivery. We utilize both email and text message systems, so it's very convenient.
Mm-hmm.
And all this, Meg, is about a 2 to 3 week process. So it's
that's not bad.
It's not a month's
it's
long.
Not 2 years or
yeah, yeah. It's not a a big to do. And on average, most roof replacements are done within
mm-hmm.
a day,
mm-hmm.
Barring any being discovered going into that roof. But again, most homes were done in a day.
That's amazing. Talking with Ben Murphy with Quality Roofing Solutions. And earlier we talked just a little bit, we were mentioning attics and getting up there to fix repairs. What are your thoughts about that in terms of attics and insulation? That's like a whole nother animal.
It's definitely a whole nother beast, but I will just give a shout out and let people know that there are some great attic ventilation products available. Especially we've had this heat over the last couple of weeks, really high humidity, your air conditioner is working a little bit harder than it needs to. We actually had a call from a customer who had an AC issue, and the HVAC technician mentioned a attic vent fan could really help with your cooling cost mm-hmm. and offset some of that. So
yeah, it's interesting. The HVAC guy discovered it because we're not up there climbing around the attic when it's 100 degrees outside.
That's right.
So.
But we've got some really great solar attic fan systems. So those can be attached to an existing roof system or with a roof replacement.
Mm-hmm.
Again, they're solar powered. So it's essentially an exhaust fan that's pulling that heat out of the attic, which can then reduce how much that interior air conditioner is having to work if you're having heat loss from the attic. So
that makes sense.
That's been a really, really hot product, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
I guess no pun intended with that.
I set myself up.
Yeah.
I need another cup of coffee.
But then, our gutters team has been also rocking and rolling.
Mm-hmm.
With the rain has been really, really heavy. We at Quality Roofing have a gutter team that is dedicated with their gutter trailer where they are able to run off seamless gutters right there on site.
Mm-hmm.
So again, for customers who have need a roof replacement and new gutters, or if you just need gutters, we can help you out in that capacity as well.
Oh, this is a great question coming in. If I have my roof done by Quality, then if something happens like a storm where a tree limb falls on top or something like that, do they come out and help with those kinds of issues as a current customer or current buyer, I guess is what they're asking?
We can absolutely come out and help. We take care of customers all the time. We actually had a customer who had a roof replacement in October last year, and
mm-hmm.
just this last storm had a tree limb fall on their
roof. Well, that's could be this person.
Very similar situation.
Yeah.
Now, it is important to note instances like that aren't necessarily covered under a workmanship
mm-hmm.
or
I guess it's kind of like asking if you have a maintenance plan or an ongoing kind of.
Yeah, and with this, we can certainly come out, and I would encourage you to have our team look at it, and
mm-hmm.
we can definitely come out and make sure it's a priority and get you taken care of that capacity. Depending on the issue, there may be a charge involved because
right.
it's not
we
a
might
warranty.
Have to replace something
exactly.
or whatever. Yeah, exactly. Of course. Okay, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We've been talking with Ben Murphy with Quality Roofing Solutions. Just about a minute or so left, Ben. Anything you want to mention before we go that we haven't touched on this morning?
Well, again, I would encourage anybody who is unsure about what's going on with their roof, maybe they don't know how old their roof system is, give our team a call, 850-788-7691, or visit qualityroofingsolutions.com. I also want to give a shout out to our new team members. We've got some new customer service team members who are in our Pensacola location, Gabby, Taylor, and Cadence. We've really made it a higher priority focus to enhance our customer experience, making sure that we've got team members who are, of course, are ready to answer any calls. But for customers who are coming into our showroom, we've got some really great team members who are ready to help you out in any roofing questions that you might have.
And you have a great website, by the way, where you can see
Thank
some
you.
Of the different things you need.
Absolutely, yes. Visit qualityroofingsolutions.com. We've got a lot of great resources there as well.
All right, we hear that music. We're out of time, Ben, but great job. I know that folks are confident about calling Quality Roofing Solutions.
I hope so, Meg. I hope you have a quality day.
Oh, I love when you say that. What's that phone number again?
850-788-7691.
All right, this is Pep Talk. Thanks so much, Ben. Quality Roofing Solutions. Get your home inspected now. We've still got a ways to go this season. This is Pep Talk.